We are going to prepare our hearts for the offering in just a moment. When we place our offering in the plate, write our checks, send in the e-checks and whatnot, what are we saying? I have that question for you this morning. I'm thankful for this way that I can contribute. Maybe that's what you're saying. I'm hopeful for the future, and I want to support it here. I'm excited to send more kids to camp. Wasn't that a beautiful report from Pastor Joe? Yes. I'm glad for this tax deduction. I mean, let's do that. I was raised doing this, so I'll just keep on with that tradition. I hope God notices that I'm doing my part. I hope this gets used to get us more jelly-filled donuts. Okay. All right. Maybe on any given Sunday, a bit of each. When we see people gather, and when we see them in the Word of God, we always see their action marked by a single distinctive: joy, gladness, cheer. Why? Well, because of the overwhelming sense of thankfulness and what God has accomplished, and the sense of hope that being in community brings when we're moving toward accomplishing God's will in great ways. Listen to what David wrote in the song that people sang when they brought the Ark of God's promise into the tent. This is in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 or Psalm 105. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wondrous acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that he's done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all gods. As we prepare our hearts for this offering, let's be mindful not only that this offering is going to allow us to do great things for God's kingdom, but let's be thankful for what it has already done, that through his faithfulness, we make a way to make known among the nations what he has done. That through this offering, we will tell of all his wondrous acts, and that in so doing, the hearts of those who seek the Lord will rejoice. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, not only for this opportunity that we have to come and corporately give, but we thank you for the reason why we are compelled to give. We thank you that you are great, that there is no other God like you, that you have changed our life, and that we see you work great deeds in the lives of those around us and beyond these walls. We thank you for that. Will you take this offering right now, given from our hearts, filled with joy and gratitude at who you are, and do more great things with it, not to our glory, but to your glory and for your kingdom. We ask your hand of blessing now on these tithes and offerings. In Jesus' name, amen. And now it's time for the offering.
I guess my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree.